This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Rev up those engines because it's time for
the Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio.
At Indian Motorcycle of San Diego, located off of Claremont Mesa Boulevard, they have a huge passion about the industry. Their goal is to help you experience all the joys, freedom, independence, and life-changing experience that a quality Indian motorcycle can bring. They follow a customer-first showroom and are 100% dedicated to serving their customers. They create a long-term relationship and work to exceed any customer's expectations in every aspect. Whether you are a seasoned rider, a first-timer, or slightly interested in getting onto a motorcycle, tune in and enjoy
the Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio.
Here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. Indian Motorcycle San Diego in the house. Dalton is here. Sarah is fashionably late, but that's okay. Dalton brought a good high school buddy, Sam, all the way from Virginia.
Yes, sir.
And we're trying to talk Sam into riding back to Virginia on a new Indian.
Hell yes, we are.
Like, how long? How, what's it going to take to get you on that bike, son? How much money down do you need, right?
That's going to be one long ride.
Oh, come on. How old are you?
26.
Ah, jeez. Come on, man. 26? He should be. In fact, no, Dalton, you should ride back with him.
No, I'll just ship it back for him.
I'll set that up.
Oh, see? Now the truth comes out. And, God, do you ride motorcycles generally?
Not all the time, but
I grab that mic and pull it over next to you.
Not all the time, but I do from time to time.
Okay. So have you ever been on an Indian just recently?
Not on an Indian until yesterday.
First time.
And what did he put you on?
Indian Scout.
What'd you think?
I like it. Yeah, it's a pretty comfy riding bike. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's real quick. Yeah. It's stupid.
I had a good time on it. Yeah.
It was funny watching him because I took him up like just a nice easy route. We went up to 101. I figure everyone shouldn't experience the California coast if you're going to come out here. You know, hit the 101. So we hit the 101. I'm watching him.
Where'd you start?
So I started as soon as I could. So I started Torrey Pines, and I rode it all the way up past Cardiff, and then came back down.
Okay.
But it was funny to watch because he started off. He's you know, kind of like getting his meaning because it's his first time like on a cruiser. You know, in general, this guy loves sports bikes. You know, so I was like, I got to put you on an Indian. Like, it's a cruiser. So we put him on a cruiser, and you know, I'm watching him like kind of getting his feet and stuff, and then all of a sudden he's whipping past me doing 100 miles.
That's a sport bike guy. Yeah. They're typical of doing that.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of sport bike?
I rode my buddy's bike for a while. It was a Honda CB, I believe.
I can't remember
the exact
name. See, I'm a Ducati guy.
Yeah. Oh, I do like the Ducati Monster.
If you're good, I get different vehicles every week to drive, and I get sometimes motorcycles as well. And the Ducati guys finally called me up, and they said, either we're going to send you an invoice or you have to give us back our bike.
There you go.
And it was a monster. I mean, oh, my God, I just love that bike. But, you know, you can't compare like an Indian to a sport bike. They're so different animals.
I tell people all the time too, because they try to compare and they try to grasp and find these things. I'm like, look, they're two different bikes. One's going to serve a different purpose. Mm. There's purpose built and there's capable, you know.
And that's why you go out and you make good money, and that way you can have a sport bike, you can have an Indian, and you can have a dual sport. You know, which I am not a dual sport guy.
I rode a couple competitor bikes, and I'll just say I was underwhelmed, and what I expected was completely.
I was out of BMW 1200.
So I rode the we'll throw names out there. I rode the Harley Pan America, and I thought that it was going to be completely different. You know, cause I set a certain expectation of what I expected. This bike, I'm like liquid cooled,
right?
Like over 1200 seat is going to be awesome, like fast, like no. No, it was, but I mean, if you go out and you adventure ride, you know, it should be. I could see that being a powerful bike.
Hey, Brendan.
Yeah,
go down and bring Sarah up, would you please?
But I was having so much. Okay.
I know, but you'll get over it. We'll talk slow.
No, I could see how that could be a fun ride for someone who's maybe taken it up. You know, like a mountain trail or an off road.
Yeah, well, they can call it, you know. Dual sport?
Right.
But it's not a dual sport.
No.
To me, you're either going to get a bike that goes off-road, or you get a bike that goes down the highway.
Look, we know three speeds around here. It's here, there, and gone. All right? That's all we need.
Absolutely. Well, lovely Sarah has arrived in her coach. So we're rolling out the red carpet to help her come on in. But got to tell you, brother, you sold a lot of bikes since the last time I was at the store.
Yeah, we so I had what I called it a red tag sale. So pretty much I put everything out. I'm blowing out all my old inventory. So all my
You don't have much left.
You know, and the deals I have on the bikes I have left are screaming deals. I mean, I'm talking $3,500 off, $2,500 off here and there. I've got certain maintenance plans attached to some units. You know, and this last week it was crazy. The whole last 2 weeks has been nothing but Scouts. I mean, I've got maybe two Scout 60s left in the shop. Great bikes, by the way. If you haven't ridden one, you know that's what we a very similar bike to what we have Sam on here. And
you'll probably have a special deal on the Sam's bike.
Yeah,
since he won't ride it to he won't ride to Virginia on it.
Yeah, I'll probably put a special deal on it too. And honestly, it's just about asking now. You know, I mean, we're yes man at that store, and you know, we try to put our customer in a position to where they feel like they've gotten the absolute best deal they possibly
could. Wait a minute, Sam, when are you going back?
Tuesday.
So folks, don't go to the dealership until Wednesday if you want to get a deal.
I'll be on until Tuesday. So yeah, it's not for sale yet.
And I got a feeling it'll be late Tuesday, so we're not gonna sell it until he hits the road. So how you like California so far?
I'm liking it, man. It's a whole lot different vibe out here.
Yeah. And the weather.
Weather's perfect.
Well, it's this way year round.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, year round.
This is great weather.
Do you get snow?
Virginia, no, because I'm on like the southeast corner.
Okay.
This year we got a little bit of flurries, and that's about it.
Do you get humidity?
All the time.
We don't know what humidity is.
Not God, anymore. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Nasty. I know I used to be stationed back in Kentucky and Aberdeen when I was in the Army. That's why I'm not leaving California. I don't care how goofy we are, because we are goofy.
Yeah, it's really hard to leave. You know, I left for a year or two, and then I can't.
Did you really?
I told us. So I came back to after I got out of the military. I went back home. Hmm. Was there for about 2 years, and then I said, you know what? I've got to turn around. I've got to find a way to get back.
Peaches is here. God, I'm telling you, this girl definitely comes in with bells and whistles.
Always, right? I
know. All right. So good. How you doing? And this is Sam.
Oh, yeah, we met yesterday.
We're trying to talk Sam into riding his new Indian back to Virginia.
Yeah. Can I interrupt, though? Really?
Pull your mic up. Yeah.
Can I interrupt? Because I just pulled up right now, and I parked in front of my own car.
I saw that.
But you know what's funny? But that's funny. You're in a Telluride. That's a Sorento.
What?
Yeah,
it's a baby. It's a baby. It's right. It's one notch down.
I did a double take.
And it's a three row.
It's so nice, right?
It has the terracotta seats, too.
Yeah.
The Sorento does?
Yes.
Yeah. It's wolf gray. Yeah.
I know.
It's wolf gray. I think wolf gray like comes with terracotta.
It's but why
isn't
I that? You.
Isn't I mean, I knew you were driving yours. I thought she is going to flip when she comes rolling up thinking, oh, well, he's got the same car I got.
Literally, there was someone outside, and I was like, dang, Dave Stahl, rolling around out here, trying to be like me in my car.
Yes, I tried.
It's the best time, right?
Yeah, it's really, really a good car.
You drive a lot of cars, I feel like.
Well, so. I went from a Rolls Royce to a Genesis to a Mazda, and now I'm moving back up the ramp again.
You went from a Rolls Royce to a Kia.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring the Rolls Royce to you, then I would never get rid of you.
Oh, no, and if you get like a Maserati, like, you have my number.
You like Maseratis? You like Maseratis?
I do.
Yeah. So we've been talking about your inventory or lack of.
Uh-huh.
I was in the store the other day, but we had a great time, and it's the goods are coming.
So I literally just said this to someone yesterday. People are coming in, and they're like, man, neither you guys are doing an amazing job selling everything, which we are. Well, we had that blowout sale that we talked about here on the radio a few times, and that really helped push a lot of inventory out. But, you know, we were kind of leading up the last couple of weeks on the radio show to the 2025 line and, like, what was going to be different about it. If you had known what I knew back when it was time to order the 24s, no one would have really done it either because we knew they were coming and they were coming like early.
Sure.
So we didn't want to really like stock up on a ton of 24s because these 25s are, I mean, incredible. The price point's going to be really
25s?
Similar.
25s.
We're talking here. 25s already?
We're already.
25s. That's why they came out so early because they changed the whole Scout. We have the Scout 101. It's we have the Sports Scout. So
completely. We got plenty to talk about.
All right. Let's take a break. And we come back, we got tons to talk about. Right here on Indian Motorcycle San Diego FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Indian Motorcycle San Diego Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, I got to start off with. I walked into the store because last month you talked about a watch line that you're carrying. Oh.
That's what stuck with you? Was the watch line?
Yeah.
Isn't it nice?
Dude.
It's beautiful.
I walked in there, and just the way they're displayed was one thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I just...
I was not kidding you. First of all, Tim Broadhead has impeccable taste.
Yes, so he does. Yeah,
so if he's going to customize something or create a line of anything, you know you're getting like the most top quality.
Best of the best.
Somebody told me you got one as a gift.
I sure did. I got a really nice one, too.
I don't see it on your wing.
Well,
dude, I'd be wearing that sucker all the time.
I'm not going to scratch it up on a Sunday at the Dave Stahl show. I love you, but like, you know, I wear it on like event days and stuff like that.
Do you have one?
No, I don't have one.
Listen, the box that this thing came in.
Yeah, the box.
The boss lady. It was a special gift. I will tell you, this box that was on my desk when he gave it to me, it's almost like a puzzle that you have to open just to get to it. It's like this crazy metal box. There's all these like clasps and buckles and stuff. And I'm like, what is this?
And they're limited.
Oh, super limited. Well, what you saw is all there is. That's the entire run.
That's you can get a one of 25. Uh-huh. I think we have 25 watches.
Uh-huh. I think
it's 20?
6 of 10.
Yeah, so they're numbered. 10, that's the one run, whatever the...
I don't think it was number. Higher than 10. No. I don't think there was a 20 group.
No, I think I have number 2. Yeah. I think Tim has number 1.
Tim has number 1.
Mm-hmm. But they're so nice. And it comes with a second band also, so I can swap it out like depending on what I'm wearing.
Yeah, because I was looking at it too, and I'm thinking...
Let's set aside number 3.
I said, well, I'm not a fan of this band, but I like this band.
I know.
So I can see why.
So I went on the website, and they have 50 other bands that you can get to go with it.
Okay.
So I realized you just want to go with like the face that you want because that's the fancy. And like just like the way the mechanics of the watch and everything work too is really cool when you get on the website and read about it.
You should have been there last night. There was a couple in there that were on an Indian. What Indian did that gentleman and his wife?
I was there last night.
No, this was about the little Mexican guy and his lovely
wife.
Oh, he
was checking out the Springfield.
Right, but he has an Indian.
Yeah, he had him and his wife are on a Scout right now. They're on a smaller bike. They want to move up to a bigger bike.
Okay, so there's a sale coming your way.
Yeah,
No, not about the bike. So I walk out there with her, and she was just an absolute doll. You know, she was real sweet. And I go, excuse me? He goes, what? Where's the backrest? You have this absolutely lovely lady, and he starts making all these excuses. Well, I go, no, 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 no. And I looked at her. I go, wouldn't you like a backrest? And she goes, yes, I would.
Aww.
Then you get your butt back in there, and you get this girl a backrest. But I think he did say he's going to upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dave Stahl, you
did a good job. We talked for a good 30 minutes. Yeah, I got all this information. We swapped. But he honestly wants to see a lot of what the new 24s and 25s have to offer, too.
Well, I don't blame him.
Because so just to talk and give a little bit of insight on the new Scout we have, he has more horsepower, a new engine, a new frame, a bigger tank.
This is a 25.
This is a 2025. And for the first time ever, you get the Ride Command module. And the Ride Command module is going to give you things like ride modes. You're going to get the ability to track your trips. You're going to have a fuel gauge for the first time ever on the Scout. So
really?
The Scout will have a fuel gauge, all touchscreen, and the bike is keyless.
And this is on a Scout.
On the Scout. So you can you can start at the very beginning of the Scout. You can just do Scout Bobber, nothing. And then we have a Scout Bobber Limited, and then you have Scout Limited with tech. So tech is an upgrade. So you can upgrade any Scout to have tech and to be the limited trim package. Genuine leather seats. The whole bike's been upgraded. The paint looks impeccable. The engine sounds good. It's a 2-into-1 exhaust pipe now instead of the 2-into-1 into 2. You know, it's 2-into-1 out the tail.
New colors? New colors?
Plenty of new colors. You got plenty of colorways. You've got triple stage paint, so everything's really deep. So you look at the, you can look at the paint jobs, and you can have a solid amount of depth. You know, and it's something that, you know, I've been waiting for a long time to see from Indian.
Yeah.
It's just them putting just a little bit more time into the paint jobs, you know, and to see some of the colors that, you know, that most Indian consumers would anticipate.
Well, I'm going to give Indian credit. I mean, because I don't want to give you everything up front. You know what I mean? I don't want to give you everything in my toolbox. I want to give it to you a little bit at a time. So there's excitement.
There is excitement. We're so excited about the 25 line, but I don't want that to detract from how amazing the 22, 23, 24. And I just kind of thought that would be a good time to ask Sam here because he took the Scout out this weekend.
I know.
Did you love it? Like, how did it go?
I really like that bike. It's a fun bike to ride. It's, you know, it's easy to ride. It's pretty quick. Yeah.
Super nimble.
Well, and he's a sport bike guy. So to make him come up with these type of statements is saying something. Because there's a big difference between a sport bike and a cruiser bike.
Especially for a passenger.
Yeah. And to get a cruiser bike to get a sport bike's attention, that's saying something.
What kind of sport bikes do you ride?
I've typically only ridden my friends' bikes and stuff like that. They were typically like Honda CBs and you know, stuff like that.
I sold those for a long time.
Yeah, I really like a Ducati Monster. I just haven't had one yet. But yeah, that's the bike I like.
Well, this is whatever you do back in Virginia, you've got to work really, really hard. And that way you can have an Indian
and an Indian,
a Ducati.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
That way, that's the way us old guys roll. So you can't just have one. You got to have more than one.
Yeah. Like trading cards.
You got to have the best of both worlds.
That's you might see the Scout 101 and be like,
Scout 101's great now. You get,
It sounds tempting. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to hate me because I almost had Dalton and him talked into riding back to Virginia.
Yeah.
Say that.
Are you going to come fill in for him?
Absolutely. I'll sell the hell out of
the bike. You come and work with me, and we'll let the kids go play.
Oh yeah.
I would have so much fun doing that. I'm telling you. Well, you guys could tell when I'm in there with those customers. I'm having a blast with them. I was showing them all kinds of stuff, and I could be a salesman.
You would be very good at it.
Well, because there's no pressure.
You sell me into coming and giving you my Sunday.
There's so many other things you could be doing, too, right?
Oh, I'm really not that popular, though.
No, listen to you. So, new bikes, great. What about accessories? What about clothing? Because I've seen a whole lot of new stuff just when I was... Where did you get those...
You can talk about accessories. I will talk about the clothing.
Where did you get those jackets? Those nice... Big heavy jackets.
The Merlas
with the white fluffy collar.
That's the Merla. So we talked about that on KUSI with Tabitha, our cute little Tabitha, our PG&A gal. Those are the ones that are like, it's a women owned, a family owned company. It's owned by women. It's all like ethnically sourced and all of that. But those jackets are so soft and so comfortable and absolutely beautiful.
But they're very protective. I mean, they're not lightweight by any stretch.
No, and they have a certain kind of technology inside the jacket. They have padding inside of them. But it's as safe as the hard stuff used to be.
But it's
super flexible and pliable. So what's nice about it, especially for women, is whenever you see a woman who's riding a motorcycle, you want her to be safe. You want her to have all the gear on. But we don't want to look all big and bulky.
You don't want to look like the Michelin Man?
No. And then when you go, wherever you get to your destination, you still have to wear what you're wearing to the event or whatever it is that you're doing. So they were so smart. And that's how I knew it was a women-owned company, because they made pants, women riding pants that
fit.
That's the best way. They emphasize the parts of
that you would want
on a woman's pants. Yes. Yeah. And everything can be unzipped and removed. So when you get there, you can take all the padding out, put it on your bike, and now you have a cute outfit on.
Well, I got to say that the tan colored jackets.
It looks like the terracotta.
Okay, I bought the tan colored jacket from Merla.
and it looks good,
even a girl.
No.
There's a men's line.
There's a men's line, and a lot of them are actually they could go either way. But
yeah, but no, I mean, and that's what I love looking at, because you guys, well, Tabitha, if she's the buyer. for clothing. She does a phenomenal job.
Well, we see what Tabitha wears, right? She is like She's super fashionable. She is super fun. Did you get a chance to see the Indian stuff that came out? So the spring line that was just released?
Yes, I did.
This is the first time. So we're so ahead on bikes. You know, all of our technology, all of our motorcycles, they look cooler, they're faster, they're better, all the things. Our clothing's been a little bit behind that. They have a really cool men's stuff. I find men's stuff and I buy it as gifts all the time and everybody loves it. The women's stuff, like the fit, was just still a little bit odd. And I feel like a lot of brands are like that. You know, it takes a woman to really like know how to fit a woman's clothing, right? You hear your you know, wives and friends and whatever probably all complain about how like you can be a size 3 in one brand and a size 9 in another brand. It makes no sense, you know? So this year they really took all of the, they came around, they talked to all the women, they talked to everyone what was in the industry, what we liked, what we didn't like, and they listened, and the stuff that just came out is so good.
Well, it seems like I read someplace, but women riders have increased over the last 5 to 10 years.
Oh, we see that all the time. It's and you know what the crazy part about it is most of it's a lot of younger women, and the dads are bringing their daughters in because they want to ride together.
Right.
And I've so seen that probably 10 times in the last 3 months.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's amazing that and by the way, the 16th of next month, I'll send you an email.
Is that our military day?
You're going to be out at Miramar.
Oh, yes, we will.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited for that.
So we need to.
Yeah. But I'll say I'm going to hook you up with Sandy and all that and get everything all put together.
You got it.
I, unfortunately, am going to be in Detroit with Chevrolet.
You're leaving us for Chevy?
Well, they're putting me on a 5-star trip to Chevrolet.
I'm a 5-star person.
Well, yes, you
are.
And if I could take you with me, I would take you with me. But I'm not turning it down, but I'm definitely going to make sure that you guys are hooked up because bring your Kleenex, man, because when you're standing in front of 3,000 Marines of all ages.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I know how to talk to Marines.
Yeah. I'm a sucker, too. Like, I if I go anywhere, I don't care if I'm, like, out having a drink somewhere or whatever, and someone around me is a veteran, I'm like, what's your shot? What do you drink?
I'm taking care of you. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Be sure to thank them.
There you go. Let's go ahead and take a quick break because we got a whole lot more when we come back right here on Indian Motorcycle San Diego. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Indian Motorcycle San Diego Radio. We got Sarah, we got Dalton, and we got Sam all the way from Virginia hanging out with his high school buddy, which I think is a fun thing to do. And we're talking about, basically we're talking about 25s are coming out along with the 24s as well. Now, on the 25s, are you going to do an inventory or is this going to be order only?
So we'll have an inventory of scouts. So just so everyone knows, it's the scout lineup. So we have a whole pretty much everything that you could find on the chief lineup, you can now find on the scout lineup, right? So if you were looking for like maybe a scout that was set up perfectly right out the box to go touring, you can get a now.
Really?
There is a super scout, as before there was a super chief, and you have almost a sport touring style scout where you can get the Scout 101, which now has 111 horsepower, Ohlins front forks, Ohlins rear shocks. You're going to have the high performance engine, the high performance tunes, the bike. It gets the special colors. It's a limited.
You ridden one yet?
Oh, I haven't ridden one yet. I've seen one. I wanted to ride it so bad. It almost begged the question.
Why do I see Dalton's bike used on the used car lot?
Yeah, it's coming soon. I know it. I'm going to get another one.
I'm like personally emotionally invested in that bike. I'm going to be so sad when he sells it.
I don't want to get
it. And I've never even been on it.
I'm going to have it painted. I'm going to have the bike painted, and I'm going to keep it forever like I do all my other bikes.
I did say it would be on the used bike.
Yeah, that's
where my mind went. So.
I would have to be like the perfect person.
You know? Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you. Every time you sell something like that, you'll regret it.
I can't.
I know somebody that runs a dealership. They can hook you up to where you can keep the old bike and buy a new one.
Yeah, you have a friend.
Hey,
yeah.
I know a guy.
Hey, we'll put you,
you know
in a payment plan you can handle.
It's that when Dalton started at Indian, you know, he seemed a lot younger at the time to me. He's obviously just at his age and his career and all the things he's grown so much in the last couple of years. But that was his first, like, big purchase that he made to, like, build his credit. It was, like,
it was his first purchase.
So it was, like, we ran his credit. He had to go through the whole, like, loan process. Sure, and it was just really – I was, like, so excited for him, you know, to watch it kind of happen. And so I think that's why I'm, like – the experience was really cool.
How long have you been with Indian?
I've been just shy of 2 years now.
It feels like 20.
He's come a long way.
That's what I'm saying. He even looks different. Like, I saw a picture of 2 years ago, and I'm like, he looks like he's grown up. Like,
it's the wind in his face.
He's like a grown man now.
This guy knows, too. He's like,
Dalton was way different back in the day.
Yeah, he's little and scrawny, huh?
Yeah. I think I used to be taller than Dalton. Now he's way taller.
That's never good.
I told you.
I have a little son. He's 8 years old, and he looks exactly like Dalton when Dalton was a kid.
No,
like identical. Like I saw pictures of like him when he was younger, and I'm like, oh my god,
goodness. It's pretty so crazy. Yeah, it's spooky.
It's really funny.
Well, you know, and I think I can tell you from the first day I had him on radio. How much he's changed.
Oh, right? And he's more comfortable here. And, you know.
He wouldn't step on your toes to save your life. You were pretty much carrying the show. Remember when we first started doing it?
Oh, he goes toe-to-toe with me on everything.
Well, so
days.
Now but I talked to him. I said, hey, if you got something to say, say it. Don't worry about it. Came in this morning with you running a little late. You didn't have any problem. We had a great conversation.
Yeah. No, he's come a long ways. And also just like him working at the shop, being on the sales floor, talking to all those people.
To customers,
it takes confidence to – there's so much knowledge that is required to answer on-the-spot questions. I don't think people really understand the craft that it is to sell anything, whether it's cars, it's motorcycles.
Doesn't make
anything
any
that is in those four walls, people are going to have questions that are like to spec. Mm-hmm. They want like super – and you don't have to know
ultra
the answer
specifics.
To every question. I always tell people that, like, you can say, hey, let me get the right person for that. You know, let me get the person. He is the right person for all the questions.
Yeah.
He is the specialist in every single item in our shop. He can talk about a helmet.
Right.
He can talk about a backrest. He can talk about
boots.
A bike. He can talk about financing. I mean, he's done such an incredible job of, like, learning every single little, like, niche of the shop. And he's kind of become, like, our Mr. Fix-It, too. He's super handy. He, like, built the sales tower in the middle of our floor.
Yeah.
And he can fix, like, yeah, he's
great.
Like, all around guy, you know?
Well, and I gotta tell you, I don't think I've ever mentioned this before because, you know, he was busy with a customer, I think, and no, you were out grabbing lunch for guys.
Yeah.
So I was just cruising around. You guys even decorated the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude,
I know.
I was in the bathroom.
I loved them.
And I couldn't just go and go. I had to go and look.
And stuff, yeah.
I mean,
know. And it's like women centric too. There's like hangers for your clothes, and
we have
like
a baby changing station. We have an actual baby changing station in the back.
What is that area with the great big lounge chairs?
So that's our customer lounge, right? So let's say you're checking into our shop, whether it's just for a simple service, you're getting an oil change, or maybe a set of tires, or maybe you just submitted a finance application. We've got we call them smoking chairs. They're like something you'd expect to see in front of a fireplace. You have the nice, comfortable leather couches.
Coffee pots and
we've got arcade machines, coffee pots, all the drinks you can
Pac-Man,
imagine having.
I think, if I'm not
everything
mistaken.
But beer. So
yeah,
that's it. Everything but a cold beer.
Yeah, but no, it was. I mean,
we should really work on that.
We're in the works. We'll get our license.
Well, even if it was O'Doul's, something like that. But no, I mean, I just wanted to bring that up because every time I come in, it's something different.
Yeah,
that's an idea. Non-alcoholic beers in the
just do some O'Doul's.
Yeah. Something to sip on. Yeah,
well, I mean, it fits with the atmosphere.
There we go.
People love that atmosphere so much that they'll just come by on like a weekend or Saturday with their family, and the kids will be playing the arcades. You know, we have like coloring sheets and you know, crayons and all that stuff out there, so the kids will play and the parents are.
I
know,
love those.
Having
by the way.
A coffee, and well, I bet you do.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to show how
it's,
long
keeps
how
the kids busy.
But see, that just shows how long you've been in the business and what it takes.
Oh, 100%. I honestly, I know from my own experience buying a car, buying anything, it's a long day. And it's I don't care how, day. You know, they can try to be as efficient as possible. It's just a lot. And if your finance person is really doing their due diligence and finding you, you know, the best rate, the best loan, right. explaining your paperwork to you, and the dealership is giving you the whole experience, it is
well,
a long
and
day.
If there's more than one customer buying.
Well, there always is, right? And they don't see that. They just see what's in front of them. Like, perception is reality.
Well, of
but
course.
There's always online apps. We have an internet side of the business that people don't see that's right. always functioning too, and leads coming in.
And when you guys are busy, you're busy, you're busy. So.
But we keep them comfortable, and that's I was when I bought the Kia, actually, I was impressed. I remember I came back the next day and I'm like, they do a couple things there that I feel like we should bring here, because it was like a special experience. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of tack those on as you're, you know, you get older and your career goes on and on and on. You kind of take a little piece from every little thing that you do.
Well, that's what you do when you go out. You look, I mean, you don't just go out and do it. You're looking around, you're looking for
stuff. I'm the most picky person about everything.
Are you really?
I'm picky about my shoes, yes, my socks. I'm so picky. So when I go out in a situation like that, I notice everything. I'm the worst. I know. Dalton's over here like, uh-huh.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I was at breakfast this morning, and there's six guys sitting next to me, and the bill had come, and they were trying to figure out the tip.
Oh, my God.
And I'm listening to this.
Tipcalculator.com.
Oh, my God. No. Just over tip, guys. Okay?
The guy says, I could give her a 20. On six people, you're
that's insane.
I almost gave her a 20.
I would get so irritated. And no one wants to see that either.
But she, and such great service. You know, and I think service should be paid.
100%.
I had the owner of the restaurant buy my breakfast the other day. So she came up and I go, did he tip you? She goes, no. So I gave her a $20 bill.
That's great. You got to take care of those people, because they can't get by otherwise.
No.
People don't realize, they're always like, you know, it should just be expected to get great service. Same thing with sales jobs and stuff like that. These people usually make minimum wage. And they literally rely on their tips. And if anyone's worked a minimum wage job in San Diego, you're not going to get by.
And it's not the minimum wage that you're hearing about, $20 an hour.
No, it is not. They are the bare minimum, bottom of the barrel. And then they get taxed. Like, they raked over the coals on those tips, too. So it really is part of the cost, right?
I was talking to a waitress. She doesn't get paid for 2 weeks on her tips.
Uh-huh. Yes, they hold them until the paycheck comes. It happens to a lot of bartenders.
What are you sitting on it for?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You collect it and tax it.
You think about what minimum wage now is versus like what I remember, like when I started working at 15 years old, and when I first started working, my minimum wage was $8.65 an hour.
My minimum wage was like $4.25. Yeah.
My minimum wage was $20 a week.
Oh my God.
Everything was a
dinosaur.
Nickel.
And I had more jobs than you could shake a stick at.
I bet you've done a lot of things. You've had an interesting... I feel like we need to have a show where we interview you. I want to know about your life. Yeah, we're going to take the hour and we're going to interview Dave Stahl.
I worked in a wrecking yard at 5 years old separating car parts.
Oh my gosh. Five years old?
I drove a 2.5-ton truck at 12. Taking car bodies to the steel mill. No, we could go on and on.
Oh, my. I want to hear all the things.
I think some great stories.
The people want to hear it. Everyone listening's like, we want to hear all of
that. We got to have some cocktails if we're going to do that.
I'm picky. I can bring the cocktails, okay? And I got you covered on the cocktails. We'll bring the whole, like, travel
bar. So let's go back to motorcycles, or Tim's are going to say, what are you guys doing? But, you know, I say it all the time, and people... I challenge you to go in and see if I'm telling the truth. Customer service is everything. And your dealership, from A to Z, top to bottom, just oozes customer service.
People notice it and recognize it, too.
Well, of course,
it's really cool when we win all the... Like, we've won the Reader 4 years in a row. We won the San Diego Union Tribune Best of Motorcycle Shop last year, which was a really special... They had a big midway. They had a huge celebration. That one's really hard to get. And we took it from a very large competitor who had it consecutive years in a row. So it felt really good that we all go out of our way. And, you know, it's not like you wake up every single day of your life and you're just in a great mood and there's nothing wrong in your life and everything's perfect and peachy, right? So you have to go to work and literally, like, check it at the door.
Yep.
And, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a family member in the hospital or you have something horrible going on. The customer that's coming in needs a different experience than that. So it's work to always turn that on. on and give them. But when you, it means so much to you, and you know what it means to them and how special this experience is, it makes it kind of, you know, it makes it worth it, and it makes it a little bit easier. But when people recognize it and know that every single member of our team is doing that, it's great.
Well, and if you can do that, and it's a task, you know, it's not always easy. Within, once you go to work a couple hours into it feeling that way, all of a sudden you're, whatever was bothering you is gone.
That's true. They say, like, and if you smile, like, force yourself to smile, like, you can't really be in a bad mood.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. Well, and I always used to believe in the Disneyland mentality. When Walt Disney, because, you know, everything's underground at Walt Disney, but when the minute you walk on the, up on the, what they call the stage, you have to be a different person. Okay. You have to be happy. You have to be upbeat. You have to be positive. And once you do that, then after a while, then it's easy to do. Because it's easy to be happy. It's terrible to be nasty.
Well, a lot of us, a lot of it boils down to just, you know, how we've selected our team, you know, at the end of the day. So we're, you know, we're we always say we're tight-knit, like we're like a family, you know, and we treat our customers like family. And I honestly, on a lot of our Facebook and Instagram posts, you'll see someone get a new bike, and it's welcome to the family.
Sure.
You know, we know those people. We know their wives. We know them by first name, last name basis.
Their kids come in and give me hugs in the
office.
What
type of sodas they like to drink. What type, if someone's having cold water, who's, we're wheeling out the coloring books for the kids, you know, the second we see their truck pulling. In, you know, it's
and you'll appreciate this. You don't flood the floor with salespeople.
Oh, nope. You got,
you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
I literally, you can't even get out of your car door now. I've been to two dealerships just randomly in the last like few weeks for different things. I couldn't even get out my car door. Like before I'm even at the parking curb, I'm getting like attacked. And I'm like, I'm not here to buy anything. And then they'll follow you like everywhere. Okay. You
so
know?
Here's what I tell people, you know, if I'm helping you get a car, what you do is you drive up and then you see a crowd of salesmen standing over there, pull up in front of them. And then just as they start to come your way, back up and go down three parking spaces. Park in that parking space.
Yes.
Then they will triple on down. And then when they do it, back up and go back down. I do that all the time.
Yeah. Pac-Man game.
Oh, it makes them crazy. Makes them crazy.
You know, we don't even really like to think of Dalton as a salesman or anything like that. Because really, he and Tim leads the way on this. But he just gives you the information, answers the questions, and helps you find the right bike that
fits. And then you take care of the rest of it.
And then if you want to buy it and they, you know, you feel like this is the one and you feel great about it, then we're happy to facilitate that for you. And if you're not ready, then we'll just keep giving you information every time you come in. But you're not going to get pressured. You're going to either talk to me or you're going to talk to Dalton or, you know, some.
It's like having a friend over at your house.
There's like six of us. So I mean,
I know.
It's a tight crew. So
it's one of the smallest, best run dealership. No, I'm serious. It's one of the smallest, best run dealerships. And I've been in the dealership business for 30 years. Okay. And I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if you can do the happy, that's the key. Let's take a quick break. This girl's starving to death. We gotta get her fed.
Somebody feed me.
Somebody feed her. We're at Indian Motorcycle San Diego Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Folks, welcome back to Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This is where the show's better off air than on air. We've been sitting here. I mean, everybody's got their own little conversations. Yeah. They're all going.
We got to catch up.
What else today?
Pardon? I get to come on Sunday and see my best friend, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you come to work a little earlier, you know, man.
Well, then I don't have to work a little later.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You do stay. Well, how late do you guys stay open?
Well, we're open till 6. Well, I mean, we're open till
we're open until we're closed.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're open till you're closed.
Yeah, I'm there late a lot.
But. And it's Tuesday through Sunday.
Yep, we're Tuesday through Saturday.
Good.
So Tuesday through Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday, we're 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, very good.
For the early weekend, guys.
Yeah, yeah,
and then close Sunday, Monday.
Right,
makes for a good nap.
Are you guys doing any events at the bike store, like once a month, coffees and coffee? Or
we have the IMRG
Swap Your Swag coming soon.
Yeah, we have Swap Your Swag coming. And So we do an event Indian every single year. It's called Swap Your Swag. So you bring in your t-shirts, and it can be from any brand. It can be any motorcycle brand. It can be Honda. You know, it could be Harley Davidson.
Triumph.
It could be an old Indian shirt that just like is worn out or whatever. You bring that in and we will swap it out for the new. Every year it's a different one. But this year I got the shirts already.
It's sick.
They are so good. And, you know, they're always like cool, but this year because of the Sports Scout and the Scout 101 and the whole new thing, they have a whole new like logo, a motto, and all that. It is really cool. So if you have old gear, bring a shirt in. Bring an old, you know, another brand. If you bring me Harleys, it makes me really happy. I'm gonna light them on fire.
Do you know how many T-shirts I have?
Well, it doesn't. It's not as bring good as this one, trust me. But you just bring one. I mean, you can bring them all, but I'm only going to give you one or two.
But talk to me about the shirt with the sailor and the nurse.
Oh, the Midway photo. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, that's
where
a good one.
Did you come up with that?
That was like a collaboration, Tim. I will say, but it was a collaboration with Tim. But yes, Tim does those Indian shirts. Like, he creates a lot of them. He takes ideas from all of us too. So we're always trying to find like different, you know, landmarks and stuff.
So I'm coming back to get a 2X just because I like to be comfy.
I got you.
Because I tell you,
it's really cool. I mean, that statue, like,
I've loved that. Look, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it.
I know, I do too. Every time I saw it in person, like, for the first time, not even that long ago. Oh, like, how did I not know this? And I literally was like, oh my, I was just like.
Yeah, I know. You just can't help it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so it's, anybody that's got a T-shirt would like to get a new.
Yeah, so bring in your old stuff, get rid of it. Then you don't even have to go drop it off. We will donate it for you. We'll make sure it goes to people in need or whatever we need to do. And then you'll get the new this year's Swap Your Sweatshirt.
And when is this? When's this take place?
I got to pull up I'll pull it up right now.
Here comes our website.
Yeah. Indiana.
Just pull up our calendar really quick.
We're pulling up our shop calendar. It's like Tabitha's. We're so bad.
No, we've got a lot of cool stuff planned for the next month. And, you know, it's so hard to keep track of everything, you know, because we've got a lot in store for everyone coming this next year with these new bikes. You know, especially whenever we get the new Scout in, when we have one physical in person, it's going to be a huge deal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Yeah.
To get your date there.
Oh, we also have they're doing the Bikers Against Child Abuse event too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's details to come, but I have that now. As of now, we booked it a little ahead of time and they wanted me to make sure I had the day available. So hopefully it's still going to stay on the same day, but it's going to be Saturday, April 27th. Bikers Against Child Abuse. It'll be around 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then we'll get more details to come on our website, and we'll put out the socials and we'll put out the blast.
Well,
and
what
that
I'm
stuff.
Trying,
but it's a really good event to support.
Good
obviously.
Organization.
Well, what I'm trying to do is twist KUSI's arm to let me start doing things like that, like a week prior.
Oh, that would be good.
Well, that way people will know and they can set their calendar. So let me.
I'm gonna come see you on KUSI.
Send me an email.
I will. Oh yeah, I think it's on her calendar. Yeah, it's coming up. I'll send you an email or text me, something like that. We'll make sure we get that info out.
All right.
And it, like I said, it'll be blasted. It'll be on our socials. It'll be on our website. Tabitha will get the word out really well. Our marketing gals as well. So.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, not hard to find.
No. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to twist KUSI's arm into letting me, because I'm doing new cars once a week, but I need to do what you guys do, I'd like to do new cars on Friday and events on Saturday, prior to your event. So
it's huge for us. When we went on KUSI with you, the feedback and the amount of people it got
crazy.
I get off and there's like 500 text messages with screenshots. Like, I saw you on the news. Just the amount of people that it reaches is really incredible. So it does mean a lot, especially to the small businesses like us, family owned, you know, little local businesses. It's huge. So it means a lot.
Well, we got a lot of customers that like we wouldn't have previously gotten. Like Jerome, for example, he found us on the news, and he came in and was exploring the shop for the first time. You know, I caught him off guard. I was like, hey, you know, I always ask the question. You know, how'd you find out about us? You know, did you find us on Google? Like, how? I always love to hear. You know, when he's like, no, I saw you guys on KUSI. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
there was
I'm glad
a lot
to see
of feedback.
That was a really,
so we
really,
get more
really cool
from
event.
One, you know, of 5 minutes on KUSI with you
than you
we
get
do
on anything.
With. I mean, we could have a whole marketing person working for 2 months, and we'll get more in that 5 minutes than we will from anything else. So,
well,
KUSI, if you're listening, bring us on the news.
And this is why I need to get back. I know they're completely destroying the building.
I know,
but I'm not on the patio anymore. Now I'm over on the back lot, where it's just a driveway. Yeah,
that patio was so good.
Well, it's going to come back. It's just that.
Yeah. How long is that whole thing supposed to take?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, yeah.
2025.
Oh,
I can't. Really? I can't wait 2025.
No, that's too long.
I can't wait 2025. So.
Well, I'm not patient at all.
Well, I just duh. I would have never thought.
We'll hit
that.
The live button right now. Hold on. Well, we're live.
So people can at least go to the website and go to your calendar of events.
Oh yeah, everything is on our website. And what's really cool is that every department head, so like Tabitha runs the parts, goods, and accessories, which is like the T-shirt, swap your swag. Obviously, Dalton and I do the sales. We have the finance. We have service. Everyone has access to the shop calendar, and everyone kind of handles their own events because everyone is so good at their jobs. Everyone's really just like a manager. It's almost like there's only one person for every department, so they're really just managing their own departments.
They
help with their own events. They put them on the calendar. They will advertise for them. They'll get all the information out. Okay. So it's a joint calendar. We can all add to it, and it's perfect because you can jump on the website and you can see everything that we've all added.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. And also the India Motorcycle Riders Group, they meet the first Saturday of every month at our shop. They do a little ride, and they have safety and stuff like that. They also
Great
have a
guys.
Calendar on there that that you can see their events as well.
No, I can't say enough good things about the IMRG. I mean, the IMRG, you know, they're very supportive. You know, each motorcycle dealer has a shop, like their own individual IMRG, and you know, each shop, you know, you can just tell how much they put into it.
What is she doing?
I was gonna cough.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yep.
Yeah. It was weird. She one of her eyes was open.
I know. And she inflated.
Yeah.
You could cough.
No, I'm good.
There's a cough button somewhere.
I'm good.
Okay. Yep. You're sure?
Uh-huh. Yep. So yeah, jump on, see our calendar, see our events, see the IMRG events, all the good things. Yep.
So when are the 25s coming in?
So I'm looking forward to seeing them around next month. That's right around the timeline. I think everyone's around seeing them.
And the 24s are creeping in, too?
Yeah. Yeah, 24s are also orderable, too. But, if anyone wants a 24, I mean, we can get them. We just don't want to flood the floor with 24s.
I like ordering versus flooding the store.
I do, too. And also, they can, you know, they can get it, they make it specialized. It's an individualized experience. Yeah. And they can.
And that says a lot about Indian.
Yeah.
It says a lot about Indian. Because, you know, a lot of companies, cars, trucks, motorcycles, they just stuff your floor with product.
And everything's stocked. There's like 10 people that have the same 10 things. Yeah. Like Indian is not like that. It's a very specialized experience.
Before we took the scout out, I was watching Sam. I was like, Sam, I actually got a video up on YouTube, and then it was the Moto Jitsu video we did on the review of the scout. Mm-hmm. And I was like looking at our old showroom. I'm like, oh my god, like wow.
It was tight.
It was tight. You couldn't fit a mouse in between.
Well,
two
no, bikes. I agree.
Dalton started though right after. So I don't think people realize that during COVID was the busiest time for power sports in our history.
Right.
And I wasn't working at Indian until I came in May. Mm. I came in May that year. So I mean, even the big guys, the market was so busy because people were realizing like I can't go on my vacations and I kind of have to stay away from people, but if I'm going to be home and
Let's
I need to be
bike.
Separated, can I do? So it was bicycles, it was motorcycles, it was e-bikes, it was trailers, campers, all that stuff.
Off-road vehicles.
And then what happened is everybody went crazy, bought everything, and then everybody ran out of inventory.
Product, yeah.
So the following year, everything was so tight and there was no bikes, and pre-owned bikes were more expensive than new bikes at the time. And then they overcompensated, right? So Dalton came in at a really weird time, right? In,
weird.
In 2022, where like we had taken so many pre-orders, but they couldn't fill them. So he starts and all of a sudden they're filling them. And he's just like, ding, ding, ding.
Very first month selling bikes, I sold 34 motorcycles.
Yeah. Yeah,
insane.
For a kid that's never sold before.
I walked in the office. I was like, I was like, that was it. Like we just sold a bike. She's like, yeah.
Because it was already a pre. You know, yeah. he didn't realize what he actually had to do either because these were all pre-orders. He's like, this is pretty easy.
I didn't have a clue what I was getting myself into, but I'm happy.
As
I
those
dove
weren't
in both
lined
feet.
Up for him. He had to learn how to actually sell on the floor. He's like, oh man, work.
All right, folks, that's Indian Motorcycle of San Diego Radio. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Show will be on their website. Definitely get on their events page.
Yeah, come
down.
Check, swap your swag.
That's right. Support. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, you ought to know. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.